Tony Gall captain Michael Murphy, back in an All-Ireland semi-final, Michael, but that was one tough battle out there.
Aye, you said it. I suppose nothing less than we were expecting. Armagh came at us very, very toughly there, you know, and as I say, it was a massively tough encounter. Thought the boys showed brilliant character in the second half, I suppose, when the goal went in. On another day you could have dropped the heads, but fair play to everybody for keeping at it and getting the scores on the board near the end, getting the hands on the ball. I suppose with the weather conditions that were on it, things were tricky, and there's a lot of 50-50 balls out there, but both teams played it in the right spirit, and that's all you can ask for, you know.
The goal they got, Michael, to bring them back into it, I suppose at that stage, you know, there's teams that would have maybe dropped the heads and would have let the game creep away from them.
Ah, that's the way you'd like to think, you know. The annoyed, I suppose, conceding the goal in the first place, that'd be the first place, I suppose, we start at, you know, but I suppose them when the goal did go on, you know, it's, you could take it one of a couple of ways, you know, you could put the heads down, or you could grit on. I say the introduction of a lot of players there that came in, you know, started things up like Rory and them, and I suppose they got their hands in the ball in crucial stages, and I suppose kept the ball moving, and you know, we managed to, I suppose, get a couple of scores and manufacture them near the end, you know, when we were that wee bit down, you know, after the goal.
Scores were at a premium in the first half, but took a cracking goal from Warren McNeillis really to, I suppose, kick start you.
I suppose things were a bit disjointed. I suppose the start of the game is something we're going to have to look at, you know, having started games up to now fairly well, you know. I suppose this was a situation, I suppose, where we weren't maybe starting well. Armagh got a few scores on the board, Warren got through, you know, had a cracker, I suppose, and off the post, you know, maybe badly needed, I suppose, that goal to go on for us, you know, but you know, once we got it in, I think we, in the latter stage of the first half, we managed to, I suppose, get a wee bit of a foothold in the game. Likewise, a wee bit in the second half, maybe barring the, I suppose, the wides that were kicked, you know, there's a hell of a lot of wides that were kicked there, and that's again, I suppose, us as forwards and other players, I suppose, came forward to try and execute shots we have to look at and try and improve, you know, before the next day, because as I say, the performance like that won't be good enough, I suppose, to compete in the semi-final.
Late in the game, when it was in the melting pot, yourself and Patrick, I suppose, with the two crucial scores, if you like.
Ah, come here, you were on the end, you needed, I suppose, try and push things forward, in fairness to everybody from the back, they were trying to push things forward and push things upwards, and Rory coming in there, and Frank getting forward, Tony getting forward, Ryan McHugh, you know, you get countless others, big needle there, and Oren, you know, and boys trying to drive the thing forward and get into good scenarios and trying to get a couple of good shots off, I suppose, I'm behind them, you know, our man, in fairness, were well set up, and a couple of times we did break them down, it was important to try and take our scores, you know, there's a couple of wides, you know, from myself and others from distance, you know, we need to be looking at, you know, but yeah, thankfully we got there near the end.
You mentioned Big Neil there. He's had his injury trouble, Michael, in the last year, but he's a fantastic game to play.
I came here around the middle, I suppose, the classes first, and, you know, he's there to, along with Papa, you know, and kicking out, you know, they have a good understanding. Likewise, with Rory and Oren and Martin when he comes in there, or, you know, Christy when he's about that area in the middle of the field, you know, they start to give us a bit of a foothold in the game, and, you know, that's all you can ask for, and they're just calm influences in the ball, when the ball's, I suppose, a bit slippy there, and on the foot conditions are a bit tricky, you know, it's important, I suppose, to try and, you know, get them then in the ball, and I suppose, keep it in hand.
You're back now in All-Ireland semi-final. Has the possibility of going the distance been mentioned within the group yet?
Ah, come here, you mentioned it the odd time, without a doubt, I suppose that's the bigger goal, like we always do, and like I'm sure you're sick of hearing at this stage, we stay in the present, and we stay one game at a time, and that's again what's going to be now going into this game, but you know, you'd be lying if you said you're one stage away from an All-Ireland final, that's what you are, but I suppose that's all you are too, you know, so the game going on out there at the moment, and they're two fantastic sides who we've come across, you know, down through the years, and you know, they're massive sides, I suppose, who have beat us down through the years too, so as I say, well, we'll go through our usual process of analysing the game here today and analysing various facets of the game that didn't go well. And off them, there was quite a lot there today. I'm trying to put them right in our training sessions over the next couple of weeks. And also then looking, those analysing towards the opposition we're playing against.
Warren McNeillis coming to Croke Park and scoring a goal in an All-Ireland semi-final, continuing your good summer?
Yeah, it's nice now. It's always nice to score, but at the end of the day, the main thing is to get over the line and get the victory, but it's always nice to chip in with a point, the goal and a point, like, so just delighted to get over the line today and get into an All-Ireland semi-final.
You beat the keeper at the near post, I suppose. It's a hard thing to do. Talk us through the goal.
I just found a bit of space, and Ryan McHugh managed to pick me out nicely and turn the man then, and I don't know what. First thing in my mind was to go for the far post, but I thought the keeper would be expecting, it happened so quick, I thought the keeper would expect me to go far post, so I hit it to the near post, and there'd be more power in it going for the near post too, so thankfully when in it, kind of, I think it came off the post too, so it's nice to get it now, came at a good time too.
And I suppose at a crucial stage in the second half as well, Oran, you managed to get your get a point at a stage where the game was really in the melting pot.
It was in the melting pot massively. Got that point to level it up and kind of pushed on from there. We won a lot of breaking ball from there, kick outs, and we pushed on massively then to get over the line and end up.
A couple of the boys have already mentioned the great character you showed late on, and really the, you know, those points from Michael and Patrick were crucial, weren't they?
They were massive. Hey, you're under so much pressure like that there, Armagh throwing the kitchen sink at you, and to get them a few points just to push you on, it's great to see. Like,
Christy, back in a All-Ireland semi-final, tight going out there.
It was a very tough game, nothing more than expected, I suppose. Armagh proved through the summer how good a team there, how much they're progressing, and it's been very tough for us today. And, you know, I mean, maybe we didn't perform to the best of our abilities either, but you have to give a lot of credit to Armagh for forcing their game on us and stuff. And but luckily enough, we dug out at the end there and showed great character to come on back and win the game.
I suppose in games like that, the goals are always by scoring Oran. Oran took his goals superbly, didn't they?
It was a brilliant finish, near side of the goalkeeper, very hard thing to do, and it's a great finish. But Oran didn't really kick on after that. And but at the same time, you know, it's All-Ireland quarter-final, you know, it's never going to be easy anyway, so it's just a matter of getting into the semi-final at this stage of the season, you know.
And I suppose that period we would traditionally kick on the first, maybe, half of the second half, a lot of missed chances in that period, Christy?
I mean, we worked the ball well up to, I mean, their D or whatever, and then, you know, just maybe shot selection that might let us down and stuff like that, and maybe not as clinical when we were up there. I suppose that told on the scoreboard, but I'd say, I mean, Armagh are always going to make it very difficult here in McGinney, and Grimley, they're managing, you know, they're going to have a very good defensive unit and make it hard for us to shoot and stuff, so that proved to be the case. But, say, probably be back in the semi final.
And they got the goal to bring them back in. It was a bit of a freak goal, wasn't it?
I think, like, back off the post and hit Papa in the back, then went in, one of those things. But, you know, they'd worked the ball in well, in fairness to them, and maybe we didn't deal with that as well as we should have. But, as I say, it took them back into the game, put them ahead, and, you know, really looked like they were going to kick on, but we showed great character to get a score and fight back and won.
You had a couple of fine points near the end,
though. I mean, a couple of great scores, great composure, you know, to kick those scores at the very crucial times, you know what I mean? Paddy's and Michael took two great scores, and, you know, as I say, some people might have said that Armagh looked like they were going to go on one, but we showed great character to stifle them and come back.
And back now in an Ireland semi-final, Christy, for the third time in 4 years, it's been a great few years, hasn't it?
It's been brilliant. I mean, we haven't looked beyond the next game all year in any of the 4 years, and you know, that stood as well. And the same again today, we never looked any further than this game. We knew it was going to be very tough, and you know, it's going to be the same the next day. Whoever comes out of this game now, the Monaghan and Dublin game, you know, it's going to be the same story.